the balance, as yesterday the Senate rejected four different immigration bills. But where do we go from here? Congressman Tom Reed says it's all about compromise.
If this is going to be addressed, I think you're going to have kind of a middle ground type of bipartisan agreement. Now, I'm not very optimistic as to what I hear out of the Senate and anything coming out of the Senate, so therefore that doesn't bode well for the future of solving this.
The congressman from New York then continues by talking about the two main issues that need to be solved here.
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population, I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those two items alone, I think there is a solution that can be forged together here.
The Justice Department today announced indictments on 13 Russian nationals and a trio of Russian entities on charges related to the Kremlin's effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
In theaters now from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
And with a look at things going on around the world, here is USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
An economic assessment by Smith College professor Andrew Zimbalist finds South Korea spent roughly $13 billion to host the ongoing Winter Olympics, but will generate less than $3 billion in short-term revenue. South Korea's government optimistically says hosting the Games will draw in at least $18 billion in revenue in the coming years. But Zimbalist is skeptical, saying meager ticket sales show the challenge of turning Pyeongchang into a popular international resort town. Reuters reports up to 100 Russian mercenaries may have been killed in eastern Syria last week after the U.S. responded with force to an assault on allied Kurdish fighters. In a pattern seen in eastern Ukraine, Russian mercenaries are said to be taking on an increased role across Syria. By relying on contractors instead of uniformed personnel, Russia's government is not required to report on death tolls or injuries. And Germany's foreign minister is asking the U.S. to step up its participation in transatlantic security by doing more than funding its military. The complaint that certain German allies have rolled back spending on diplomacy and the U.N. comes days after President Trump's proposed budget spelled out steep cuts at the State Department, U.N., and USAID. But Ursula von der Leyen did propose a compromise, saying Germany would increase its military spending and push others in Europe to do so if the U.S. remained diplomatically engaged. We'll see if that message reaches Washington.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station here in Flemington, New Jersey. Thank you for joining the program today. Teachable Moments in Business is really designed to give you suggestions on methods and tactics and strategies that you can utilize to sustain your business and your profitability. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you some information about guerrilla marketing, and I'm going to give you a lot of examples. I consider this to be a guerrilla marketing show and tell, afternoon, and we'll be here until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I hope you'll have a pencil, paper handy so that you can take some notes. You'll be able to listen to this program again, both on the archives on the website, the Hunterdon Internet Chamber Radio website. You'll see the archive there. Also, if you go to Teachable Moments in Business on Facebook, you will be able to see this video again. And I hope that you'll share this information with your friends and your colleagues, because there's some information here that I think you can use. It may be that the ideas I give you are such that they may not apply specifically to your business, but there's a good chance that there are items that you can modify to meet your specific needs. So we're going to hear a message from one of our sponsors. We'll take a look at the weather, and then we'll get started.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station. This is a podcast that you can download on your computers. You can find us on the on your mobile devices. But I hope that you'll listen to this program from time to time. In fact, if you go back and go to the archives on the website, you'll find many articles of information that will be valuable to you. So today, right now, it's really nice out. It's sunny degrees with a record high temperatures expected today of about 69 degrees. The winds are south-southwest at 5 miles per hour. Now, tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with fog developing late, but only a low of about 53 degrees. Boy, what a change from weather in the past weeks and months. The winds will be light and variable. When I come back, we'll take a look at the extended forecast. So here on Teachable Moments in Business, we talk about different ideas that you can use for your business. And today I wanted to focus on guerrilla marketing concepts, because people just don't have deep pockets to conduct their marketing programs. And when I teach a class on marketing, I often ask my students what the first word is that comes to mind when they hear the word marketing. And more often than not, they say advertising. If advertising isn't the first word, it's at least the second word. And yet, I do recommend that you not, and usually that transforms into money, into dollar signs. But I don't believe in spending money until you've exhausted all the other possibilities, which may be low-cost, no-cost ideas. So some of the things that I'm going to share with you today don't cost a lot, but they certainly will give you the exposures that you need. Because keep in mind, in order to get noticed in the marketplace, you have to have multiple exposures. You have to surround your target audience with an awareness of you. And it could take at least 9 times before somebody sees what you have said about your business and you have said what's in it for someone to do business with you. But until such time as the timing is right, they're not going to make a move. So if you're out of sight, you're out of mind. So keep in mind that you have to identify your target audience. You have to know exactly who you're best suited to serve, and that is who exactly needs, wants, and can afford what you have to offer. And you have to be able to share a message that resonates with the listener or the reader. It's a message that really demonstrates in so many words what it is that they get from doing business with you. A lot of problems that I see with marketing is that people always take, many times will take the approach that they say that we do this and we do that. That's a company that's market driven. They're just or they're a market driver. They drive. They say we do this and we do that. But you have to be market driven or driven by the needs of the audience to the point that you're saying we've talked to you. We understand what your needs are. And we've developed a program to meet those needs. So again, people don't buy what you do. They buy what they get. They buy the benefits of what you have to offer. So your messaging has to really be in keeping with this foundation of thinking. So I wanted to share with you a couple examples. I actually have quite a few examples of marketing ideas that would be of value to you. And use some of these if you think they're going to work for you. Marketing really, I don't think there's a a magic bullet when, or a silver bullet when bullets are not things to talk about nowadays. But there's no one thing that's going to work. You have to use some trial and error. But it's important to that you have multiple exposures that surround your target. You can't just assume that one marketing tactic is the end all. It's not. You have to have multiple exposures to get people's attention. They have to see that there's a continuity in creating awareness for your company. Now, one of the things that really struck my fancy, so to speak, and by the way, I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach, I received this package in the mail a number of years ago, quite a number of years ago now, but I saved it because it's so interesting. You can see that this is a milk carton, and the milk carton was sent to me because I made a request to get a free copy of a book that had just come on the market that was written by Seth Godin, and the name of the book is The Purple Cow, and he's a very well-known marketer. You'll find him on YouTube. You'll find his books on Amazon. He has many books that he's written, and he's really a marketing guru. So I responded and received this book, was in this milk carton, which was very cleverly designed, and of course it matches the book. And on the back of the book, there's an interesting statement that I'd like to share with you. It says, you have a choice. In our data deluge world, advertising is no longer able to help you market average products to average people. The mass market that built so many great brands can no longer support you. You can choose to waste your time and money with advertising-based strategy, or you can choose a different path. Your company, your brand, and your career need something besides jingles, slogans, and pretty ads to cut through the clutter. It is no longer good enough to be good enough. Only the exceptional, the amazing, and the remarkable have a chance to build awareness, word of mouth, and profits. So this book entitled The Purple Cow is something that you might want to read. It's quick reading. It's obviously a small book, but there's some very powerful information in here. And I think that the core message is that if you don't stand out from the crowd, if you're not remarkable, you're going to get lost in the crowd, and it'll take you longer, and it'll cost you more time and energy and money to be able to make a name for yourself and for your business. And by the way, J. Cameron Levinson is the father of guerrilla marketing. He came up with the concepts back in the 1980s. He was, as far as I know, he was a marketer on Madison Avenue in New York, and I'm going to make the assumption that he found that there were some companies that just did not have deep pockets in order to do some advertising. And so he developed the concept of guerrilla marketing, which is grounded in using your time, energy, and imagination, not money. You notice money doesn't come first. It's time, energy, and imagination. And it's not something that will build awareness and build revenue real fast. It takes time, but it's a very steady, there's a steady growth that you can appreciate, that you can enjoy when you're following those recommendations, using your time, energy, and imagination. And unfortunately, through the counseling and the teaching that I do, it becomes obvious that most people, they may have the time and the energy, but they don't have the imagination. So that's what I'm here to do today, is to share with you some ideas that you might be able to use for your businesses. Now, first of all, I came across a letter that was in my archives. I have a huge archives of, I've saved all kinds of information. And in my archives, I found a letter that was just dated last year. And I want to read this to you very quickly. It says, our clients are raving about our services and solutions. We are very proud of what we have been able to achieve, and we are excited to share the good news with you. Please check us out on, and he gave a website. Our solutions have been developed to help small and medium businesses gain the maximum value from technology resources. I would like to take a few minutes of your time to discuss how we might be able to help you with similar results. Please give me a call at your earliest convenience. My contact numbers are listed below. I look forward to hearing from you. Now, this was an email that I received. What strikes you when you hear this message? Is this email written about the company? Or is it written about the reader? Is it written about me, the reader, or you, the listener? And I think what you'll agree to is that this is written about them. But you know, it's all about what's in it for your audience to do business with you. He really gave no value as to what would be gained from someone like myself doing business with his company. One of the tricks or techniques that I use is to take, I take two highlighted highlighters. One's yellow, one might be pink. And I will highlight all of the words you and your in a document, and then I'll take another color and I'll highlight all the yous and yours, all the we, us, me, and my and ours. And so what you find is that the more references to the you and your in a document tells you that it was written about the reader. And a friend of mine years ago suggested that the ratio might be for every 4 to 6 times you mention you and your, you only mention yourself once. So if you've written something, whether it's a brochure, it's an explanation on your website, it might be a sales letter, but if you've written anything like that, any of those documents, go back and highlight the yous and yours, and then with a different color, highlight the I, we, us, me, and my's, and you'll begin to see who those are, who those documents are written about. You know, it's all about the customer. It's not about you, the service provider. It's all about the customer. This person didn't get it. I'm going to show you some more examples of marketing materials that I think are very clever, and they're fun, and they're interesting, and they hopefully will point up some things that you could be doing for your own businesses. So, for example, it's a good idea to always... when you write a brochure or a rack card, and by the way, a lot of people don't know what a rack card is. A rack card is one panel of a trifold. So when you create a rack card, it probably should be two-sided and printed on a fairly stable or substantial cardboard or a heavy stock. This is a piece you can leverage, and leveraging is a very important word in marketing today. If you created a piece like this, you would say, what am I going to do with this? Well, this could go into a number 10 envelope if it was being sent to someone along with a cover letter. It could also be put into a rack card holder. Now, rack card holders can be found in plastic at Staples, but you can also buy them in cardboard. This is one that I happen to have in my office, and if you can actually put this together, and it ends up as a rack card holder, and the card, I won't put it together right now, but anyway, you can put the rack card in here. So if you, depending upon the kind of business that you're in, you may have a place where you can put the rack card out on somebody's counter. You can put it in a restaurant if they have a shelf for business people. It could be somebody that you're collaborating with. There are a lot of uses for a brochure or a trifold or a rack card. And by the way, I don't recommend that you produce brochures in odd sizes. So, for example, some people will have a brochure that might be this size. Well, then you have to go spend money on an envelope that this would fit into. Otherwise, you're going to have to fold it to fit it into an envelope. And that's going to add some cost to your budget. So rack cards and trifolds are very useful. You can leverage them. If you are one who likes to go to networking events, I would take a rack card with me, have it handy, and pass it out to people that you think might be of interest, who might be interested in doing business with you because they fall into your target audience. We have some other messages, and when we come back, we're going to continue.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And if you have been watching me during the commercial, you'll see that I put together an in-focus projector of sorts. It's actually made out of cardboard. I was interested in buying one of their projectors some years ago, and they sent to me in the mail a cardboard piece that I put together so that I could see the size of the item. People like to touch and feel. So can you give them something that they can touch and feel to get a better idea of what it is that you have to offer? You'll notice that the ideas I'm sharing with you here today could apply to your business, whether you're a service provider, whether you're a retailer, a wholesaler, a distributor, a manufacturer. It doesn't make any difference. There are things that you can do here that would be very invaluable to getting the word out about your business. Some things will be online, some will be offline, but the point is there are so many marketing tactics that you can implement to draw attention to your business. Now, I did hold up this little, this has been around for a while. It's chewing gum. But attached to this says, thanks for choosing to be a volunteer mom. I got this from a nonprofit organization, and they gave this out to people that were volunteering. It's a little thing, but what does this cost? If you have a retail store and somebody walks into the business, give them a little reminder that they were there, and that and it's a way to show appreciation for the fact that they came into your business. So here's a point for you. This is thank you for choosing to do business with us. This one was kind of interesting. One of my students gave this to me. It's obviously a Frisbee, but on the front of this it said, see other side for fantastic offer. Well, I don't think I had any fantastic offer on this when it was given to me. However, it was from a lawn company. So can you imagine if you're in the lawn business, you cut lawns or you do raking, what have you, and you go around certain neighborhoods and you see lawns that need some work, and probably there's kids that live in those neighborhoods, why not have a Frisbee like this, throw it onto their lawn, and chances are this will be around for a while. So I think this is a really, really clever idea. Things like this don't cost a lot, but it's important when you make stuff to hand out that it's something that's appropriate for your business, something that you do believe people will keep, and this one certainly is a keeper, certainly for playtime for kids and for adults as well. Now, another one I have here is, I believe in lumpy envelopes. So sometimes if you send out a lumpy envelope, you'll find that people will open that one first before they open just a regular old, number 10 envelope. So I love these pillow boxes. You used to see these boxes when, I think it was McDonald's, had the apple pies that used to come in this. So what you do is you can buy these from paper supply companies or cardboard companies, and you can put whatever it is that you want to send out in the mail to them, or you could give it as a giveaway. But people are going to open this first. but you can mail odd-shaped packages. A lot of people don't realize that. In fact, sometimes I'll take the plastic tubes that diet drinks come in, and after drinking the diet drinks, well, my husband went through a time that he was drinking those, and I had a whole bunch of them. I would put samples and literature in one of those opaque packages, or translucent they are, I guess you could say, and I would put a shipping label on them, tape them up at the ends, and then ship it out. You can mail stuff like this. So people will open a lumpy envelope. Sometimes I get envelopes in the mail that have just bubble wrap inside, but it's squishy. So I'm curious to see what's inside of there. That might be what you would do. But be creative. If you're clever, people will pay more attention to you than if you're just ho-hum, like run-of-the-mill marketer. Now, when it comes to some other ideas in lumpy envelopes, you can actually mail something like this, believe it or not. You can buy these from novelty supply companies, and on the back of it, there's actually a shipping label. This could be mailed, and inside, I think my husband received this. It said says on the words by the bottle, and inside there is, I think this is an invitation or something in here. Let's take, I haven't looked at it for a while. Let's open this up. Oh, words of the bottle. So you, if you had this, you could actually put an invitation or a message. Put this, right on it. Close it up. Put it in the bottle. And then mail it off to somebody. And you can mail this. That's going to get attention. People will open this first. Another one that's similar to this that I received one time in preparation for a business event. I was invited to a seminar. I can't get this out right now. But I was invited to a seminar. Well, maybe here. Am I going to get it out? I was invited to a seminar down in Baltimore for a couple days. And so the people mailed it. At the time they sent this out, it cost $1.95 to ship it. It's probably going to be more now. But the point was, this was interesting. So I believe in lumpy packages, and see what you can send out. If you sell stuff, send it out in a package that people are going to open. Because again, people like to touch and feel. This is very important. And speaking of touch and feel, this is interesting. Here's a company that manufactures the corrugated signs. Everybody uses corrugated signs. The realtors use them. People that are having special events, garage sales, what have you, they use corrugated material. Well, here's a company that actually took their corrugated material and created sort of like a postcard out of this. And they have their prices on it. And they say call toll-free, wholesale pricing. What's no setup charges, ships in 7 days. These are the messages on here. There isn't a real call to action on this, which is something that's important. Go back and look at everything you have written, and is there a call to action on those documents? Give people reasons to want to know more. Now, a lot of people have Facebook pages today, but I've been told that the content of your Facebook you don't own. Facebook could decide to cut you off, or they may limit the exposure that your Facebook page has. But it's important that you get people to come to your website. So whenever you have a call to action, probably should include go to the website. And so why would people go to your website? It might be to download a white paper. It might be to enter a contest. It might be to enter information or questions that you might have, or to get a coupon. That might be that. It might be to see before and after pictures of your, let's say you're an interior designer. It might be to see before and after pictures. But so depending on what your business is all about, you have to think, what are the reasons why people should come to me? Why should they be knocking on my door? And you want them to knock on that door by perhaps first going to the website where there might be further information about how to contact you or to maybe sign up for a newsletter. That might be another reason. That might be a call to action. So this happens to be a corrugated sign company. Good idea. And what's the cost for mailing something like that? It's very inexpensive, believe me. This is nothing to it. Let's see what else I have here. Here's another example. This is a company that has mats for pets that go inside their crates. So somewhere along the way I got this handout. I can touch and feel with the material. I can see what the what the mat looks like, how it feels. Having the cat's, the animal's paw cut out on here really shows clearly that it's for an animal's crate. And attached to it, there's the different sizes and the different devices, the well-being cages, the wire cages, the travel carriers, all the different places that these mats can be used. So again, people want to touch and feel, very important. This is a great selling piece. If somebody, if you have a trade show event and you have products that are tangible, see if you can give a sample of that product somehow to somebody or a piece of it. It could be a piece of fabric, for example. But again, let people try it, and it becomes a great selling tool, and it's a takeaway, it's a take-home piece. They're not likely to throw it away. In fact, if you do trade events, they say that maybe 64% of the stuff that people get at trade shows, they throw away. I kept this because I thought it was interesting. So, and if I had a crate, I probably would keep this just as a reminder that I have options for the pet crates. So there's another one for you. Let's see. We're going to be having a message from one of our sponsors here in a few minutes and a news break, so bear with me. But just one more thing. Here's another one of those little mailers that I've used. See, they come in all different sizes. They come in different colors. And you might want to send out even literature and something like this to somebody. Don't overlook the power of direct mail. People today are not reading all of their emails. In fact, they don't read a lot. And so maybe it's time to go back and look at the alternatives for reaching out to your target audience. Certainly you need to have an integrated marketing outreach plan. So this might, by using a pillow box, for example, or one of those containers that the drinks come in, that might be a way to get your information out in a very interesting way. Okay, we're going to go on to a news break, and then I will be back.
USA Radio News.
The FBI acknowledged that some protocols were not followed after they obtained a tip in January that shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz had a potential of conducting a school shooting. Meanwhile, a former classmate of Cruz is coming out speaking about some of the things he did in his past school years.
I used to always hear stories about him throwing rocks through windows, pulling the fire alarm for fun. No one was really too close to him because it was always assumed that if this were to happen, it'd be him. Someone having the ability to instill that much terror in the people I love hurts.
The FBI said the caller had provided them with information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts in January. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced today that he will be running for a U.S. Senate seat being left vacant by retiring GOP Senator Orrin Hatch. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The fate of a bipartisan immigration bill hangs in the balance as yesterday the Senate rejected 4 different immigration bills. But where do we go from here? Congressman Tom Reed says it's all about compromise.
If this is going to be addressed, I think you're going to have kind of a middle ground type of bipartisan agreement. Now, I'm not very optimistic as to what I hear out of the Senate and anything coming out of the Senate, so therefore that doesn't bode well for the future of solving this.
The congressman from New York then continues by talking about the 2 main issues that need to be solved here.
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population, I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those 2 items alone. I think there is a solution that can be forged together here.
The Justice Department today announced indictments on 13 Russian nationals and a trio of Russian entities on charges related to the Kremlin's effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
In theaters now, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
And with a look at things going on around the world, here is USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
An economic assessment by Smith College professor Andrew Zimbalist finds South Korea spent roughly $13 billion to host the ongoing Winter Olympics, but will generate less than $3 billion in short-term revenue. South Korea's government optimistically says hosting the Games will draw in at least $18 billion in revenue in the coming years. But Zimbalist is skeptical, saying meager ticket sales show the challenge of turning Pyeongchang into a popular international resort town. Reuters reports up to 100 Russian mercenaries may have been killed in eastern Syria last week after the U.S. responded with force to an assault on allied Kurdish fighters. In a pattern seen in eastern Ukraine, Russian mercenaries are said to be taking on an increased role across Syria. By relying on contractors instead of uniformed personnel, Russia's government is not required to report on death tolls or injuries. And Germany's foreign minister is asking the U.S. to step up its participation in transatlantic security by doing more than funding its military. The complaint that certain German allies have rolled back spending on diplomacy and the U.N. comes days after President Trump's proposed budget spelled out steep cuts at the State Department, U.N., and USAID. But Ursula von der Leyen did propose a compromise, saying Germany would increase its military spending and push others in Europe to do so if the U.S. remained diplomatically engaged. We'll see if that message reaches Washington.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
This is Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. I own Rushmore Mentoring Group, and I decided on the way down here to the studio that I was going to offer a special promotion. The first three people who call me can get a 40-minute free opportunity to discuss their marketing program. And through a brainstorming process, there's a good chance that those individuals will come away with some ideas that they can implement in their own business. So you have to call me. My phone number at my office is 908-832-9544. So a free 40-minute session to discuss marketing programs for your company, and I guarantee you'll get ideas that you can definitely use. So I've been showing you here some items as the commercials went on. It's important to give people stuff that they're going to keep, and I don't know whether they still do this or not. However, Hunter and Lock and Safe Company used to give out these keys that are blanks, and by taking this to their company, they will cut the key, and this is the way to get somebody in their door. So think about reasons why people should come to you. They did, and this is a really, really great tool. So I've kept this for a long time. I haven't had them cut it yet, but this is something that you can do. Think of reasons why people can come to your place of business. Here's another thing that I think is so clever. I know this one's kind of messy looking right now, but somebody who was in the lawn cutting business, is a landscaping company specializing in lawn maintenance, he actually threw this flyer with some rocks in my driveway. And somebody else did the same thing not too long ago. But there's some feature benefit statements on here and reasons why we should do business with their company and all the different services that they offer. But what does this cost to put this together? It's kind of a no-brainer. Why not? If you're working in a certain market area, this could be done. Now, I had a client one time who was helping companies, helping people with their website, with their computers. And so what he did was to create a magnet. And he lived in lived down in the hills in Bedminster. And you can't put anything in somebody's mailbox, but many people have metal mailboxes. So what he did was to get a magnet and had a message on that magnet. He stuck it to the mailboxes, and it said, call him for help with computers and getting them hooked, installed and operating them. And he got people calling him. Now, this happens to be one of my old business cards, but I had this made on a magnet. You can do this. These refrigerator magnets are not expensive, and there are a lot of reasons why you can give these to people. And chances are, if they like you, they're within your target audience, chances are they're going to keep it. And you can make your own. You can buy them pre-made, which is what I did. I gave them the graphics. But you can also buy the magnet material and then paste your own business cards onto those. And I have had those as well. So give that a try. Now, here's another thing that people like to use. This is a letter opener, and you can put your business card in here. I happen to have several business cards, so I put them in. But is that something that you would use? Would you keep one, something like this? If so, maybe your prospects would do the same, that they would keep these, and you can put your card in there as a reminder. Another good idea. This was a card that came out from, it's actually the Melting Pot restaurant, and they have a club that you can join, and in the back they have a place where you can fill in your name and address, and I believe give this to the folks at the Melting Pot. But take this idea a step further. Many people like to put an appointment card on the, just like doctors, put their appointment card on the back of their business card. So let's say you're doing a business event and you meet someone and you and that individual have agreed to meet or to talk on the telephone. Why not put that date and that subject matter that you're going to be discussing and put it on that card and give it to them. This way they've got a takeaway. Give something to people to take with them. So this has a lot of value. But joining their club is a good idea also. Now, when summer comes up, there are times that people are out shopping or maybe walking on sidewalks where it's hot in the summertime. Here's a fan that was created during the time the Little Mermaid was on Broadway. And so it must have been in the summertime, and they made these fans. And you can just imagine people walking around Manhattan with one of these fans. Is this something you could do? What does it cost to do something like this? You could probably create your own. Go to you could have the card printed and then paste a little wood stick on them yourself. You could do that. And then give these out to people. But isn't that a great idea? And this particular fan has pictures of the other shows that would be coming to Broadway after the Little Mermaid was in New York. So pretty cool. That's neat. Now, as I said, it's important to have a call to action when you're messaging people. And one time I had a meeting with a couple women who came to my office. They were concerned about getting attention and finding more customers to build their businesses. And I had said to them, it's important that you give people a call to action, give them a reason to get in touch with you. But I said, you just don't want to say, here we are. If you're interested, give us a call. So shortly thereafter, they gave me this little postcard with pictures of their products on it. And I turned it over, and on here it says, give us a shout. There's no reason to contact them other than give us a shout. You've got to give people reasons to want to know more. I don't think that give us a shout is adequate. There's got to be more to that call to action. But I really got a real kick out of that when I saw it. Let's see what else I have here. Oh, now if you have a retail store, You may very well have what are called shelf talkers. These are educational pieces that might sit on a store shelf or a signage from a company. Well, you can rely on your vendors for training and for literature, for takeaway material that you can, or package stuffers that you can put in a shopping bag. But these are shelf talkers. These would be put alongside the merchandise that you're stocking from a certain company. Why not take these shelf talkers and these pieces of literature and turn them into a mailer or a handout when somebody comes in the store? Why not? They hand this stuff out freely to their customers. So you hand these out to your customers. This one I happen to use as a direct mail piece, and I was able to mail this at the minimum first-class mail. And it's a shelf talker, and inside I put a message. I sealed it closed. I put a return address on it, the mailing address, and a stamp, and I mailed it. So get information from your vendors if you're in the retail business or in the wholesale business, because they have literature. It's amazing to me how many times people really don't ask their suppliers for help and for information that they can use. In fact, if you are a wholesaler or a retailer, you may want to ask your suppliers or your manufacturers to post your company names on their website, because if somebody's looking for your type of product, they find the manufacturer, they want to know where to buy it. So can your name be listed there? This is a team effort. Are they helping you to get found? Another one that I have here for you. I pilfered this one. I was at Roysburg Country Club back in 06, and I went into the ladies' room, and I closed the stall door, and lo and behold, this card was on the back of the bathroom door. And it talks about their golf classes for 1 and 2 days, what they charge for training programs, and you can get private lessons or group lessons if you have questions. But this was actually on the back of the door of the bathroom. So there are places that you can put your information out there that people will see. So there you go. This is where this came from. Let's see. Another thing that you want to consider is cause-related marketing. It's important to support a nonprofit organization. In fact, that might be mentioned in your business plans. And when I teach a class on business plans, we talk about community involvement. There are a lot of people today, especially the younger folks, the millennials and the I generations, they like doing business with companies that are supportive of organizations that are nonprofit in their communities. So I would say that if you can support them by showing maybe creating a website or a web page on your website that talks about a nonprofit organization, that may elevate your position in the minds of your audience. It gives you more credibility and it helps to build trust. But make sure that it's a partnership with that nonprofit. I often think that people that advertise on a product, for example, where there's a statement that says 10% of the sale of this product goes to a nonprofit, I often wonder if the nonprofit organization, let's say it's a dog shelter or a rescue group, they may not even know that this money is being generated by a particular organization on the sale of their products. You need to talk to that nonprofit so that you work together in tandem to support one another. If you're supporting the nonprofit, they need to support you, and it might be that they would tell their stakeholders and the people that they serve to do business with you. So it's got to be, in my opinion, it's a two-way street. And by doing that, I think it helps to increase the trust factor. In fact, I've had discussions with people who've shared with me the fact that they think very highly of somebody who supports a nonprofit on their websites. So who can you support that will help to give you exposure while at the same time you're helping them? Okay, so we have some more folks messages to listen to today, and I've got a whole ton of things here to share with you, which I might not get to. But we have messages from our sponsors, and I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick.
Home, sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We're going to be coming down to the wire before we... I could talk about this for hours, so I have a lot of other things to show you. One of the items I held up is a fishbowl with a whole bunch of goldfish in it. And it's an ad from International Plaza Hotel, and it says on the top, give your group extra wiggle room. You know, imagery is important in marketing. Can people look at this and relate to what the message is saying? So think about ways that you can develop graphics that really help to project what it is that you have to offer. And there was another one here that is really kind of cool. It's a company that solves plumbing problems. And here they show somebody in their bunny bedroom slippers walking in water. That's great imagery. They're showing this can happen to somebody, and this is a company that can help to clean up those problems of water management, water control, and damage. So isn't that a great idea? This is imagery. And what can you do that people can begin to say, okay, I get it. I understand what the company does. Now, I had mentioned also magnets, and this was a company that actually sent out. Now, they had to have a special size envelope for this, but they took a magnet, and they put it inside of here for me to put on my refrigerator. And it's a step-by-step reminder of the services that they offer and how they can help you. So perhaps this is something that you can send out to people. Another thing I have here, a great way to reward your customer for doing business with you is to give them an envelope that contains coupons and brochures from other vendors. These other vendors are people who would be serving the same kinds of clients that you would serve. You're just not in competition with them. So this particular envelope says, thank you for ordering from this company, and inside of it are a bunch of flyers and brochures from other companies. So can you go around to your neighboring merchants and business owners and say, whenever anybody does business with me, I would love to give them your brochure. How about if you give out our brochure to customers who come in your door? So this is a collaborative arrangement, and it's a reward for someone doing business with you, but you're not giving away anything. You're helping other people, and that's what business is all about today anyway. It's helping other folks, and this is a great way to do that. So go around, talk to your neighboring merchants and business owners. What can you do to collaborate with them to reach out to the same target audience? And that brings me to the idea of fusion marketing, which comes out of the guerrilla marketing concepts. Fusion marketing is where you collaborate with other business owners who don't compete with you, but together you can build a presence for the products and services that you both offer, and they would be focused on the same kinds of clients that you would both serve. So who can you talk to who has literature, coupons, brochures that need to have them handed out, and by the same token, will they help you do the same thing? There's another one that is kind of interesting. I found this quite a while ago, and it says, $4 is dumb, now serving espresso. And it has a McDonald's M on the bottom of this flyer. If you don't position yourself in the marketplace, your competitor might do it for you. Here's a case where McDonald's was positioning Starbucks. So they say $4 is dumb, now serving espresso, and this is McDonald's advertisement. So if you don't do your best to maintain your brand identity that's positive in the minds of your audience, your competitor may help you to create a brand identity that you don't care for, that you don't like, and that's detrimental to your business. Very important. So always keep an eye open to what's being said about your company online, about what people are saying. Teach people what to say. In fact, it's a good idea to have what you might call a chief listening officer in your company, someone who's responsible for checking the internet to see what's being said on the various social media sites, including Facebook or LinkedIn, or it could be in any of the other ones. You want somebody out there who's going to identify especially negatives so you can correct them. I had a client one time. It was based out in Colorado, and in researching their business, I discovered that there were negatives about their company, and I brought it to the owner's attention. He said, that was like 4 or 5 years ago. Well, that may be, but it's still on the internet. You need to fix it. So having a chief listening officer, a CLO, on your staff, either full or probably part-time, might be a good idea, and maybe having a younger person doing that kind of work would be of value because they know how to search and how to find out what's going on the internet. There was a company that a nonprofit organization that collected food for their target audience, and they did a mailer in a paper bag. I love this kind of stuff. So this I actually got this in the mail. So. Or somebody got it. Somebody gave it to me. But the point is, it came in the mail, and then inside of it is a brochure and more information about the nonprofit organization that helps provide food for families. Isn't that a nice idea? These are things you can do. What does it cost to put this together? It really is not much. We can run labels off in our own printers. Hopefully, you have a label printer, and what does paper bags cost? Not much. In fact, I used to talk to somebody about the fact that, let's say they bought products at Burger King or McDonald's. Those bags sometimes are used by kids to take their lunch to school. So if you have a restaurant, are you putting your name on the packaging? Because maybe if it's a bag, the kid might take it to school or might give it to, or maybe the purchaser of the food might give that bag to someone else with some of their food in it. One thing that really bothers me about restaurants, if you do a takeout doggy bag kind of thing, you never see the company's name on that packaging. You don't know where that packaging is going to go. So if you're a restaurant, should your name and labels be on everything that leaves your premises? I would recommend that you do that. Years ago, I was a consultant to a self-storage company, and I discovered that in their facilities, they had pens and pencils that people would use to fill out application forms for storing their stuff. And the owner complained that the pens and pencils were disappearing. I said, well, at least your name is on those pens and pencils. He said, well, it's not. I said, well, that's the first thing he did, put their names on those pens and pencils that were suddenly disappearing from their countertops and their facilities. Also in self-storage, you sometimes see signs outside that say, we sell boxes, but they don't put their names on the boxes except for U-Haul. I know they do it. But put your name on things. Get out there. What about the companies that ship? Years ago, I had to go into a warehouse to look for merchandise produced by a certain manufacturer. It was very easy for me to find their merchandise in those warehouses because they had colored tape with their company name on the tape. I could find them. So how do you identify? Now, we know Amazon and eBay put their names on boxes, but not everybody does that. In fact, I had a client one time who was using somebody else's boxes to ship their merchandise, and he didn't even erase the competitor's name on the boxes that he was using, which was kind of dumb. Here's another card that people send out. This can be mailed, and has our name right down here. But there's a special card on here that can be torn off and carried, like a business card. You can do this. Not expensive. In fact, I want to say, too, that if you have a business that offers gift cards, that can become a profit center for you. If you sell a gift card for X amount of money, some gift cards never get redeemed, and you will have made money on that card, even though that it was not redeemed. You've made money on it. You've sold that card. So make gift cards a profit center in your business. I know a company that did something that's pretty crazy. This was a contest for the nation's first annual worst dog breath contest. So it was a pet product in the industry. There was a mouth refresher, and they had a contest for finding the dog that had the worst bad breath. Of course, I wouldn't have been, want to be the contest judge. That might be a problem. But thank you for visiting today. As again, I have this deal. The first three callers get a free 40-minute free consultation on their marketing program. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, Teachable Moments in Business, and the phone number is 908-832-9544. Have a great day. Bye-bye.